we just didn't have any offensive energy going first four or five innings. And actually, to be honest with you, I thought it was going to break, but it didn't. Kid actually pitched better as the game went on.
You got Aaron said he thought they swung at a lot of his pitches. Is that pretty fair to say?
Aaron
Westlake said your team was swinging at Hernandez's pitches, not maybe as selective as they normally are.
Yeah. You know, we had some quick outs there. Yeah, I think a couple kids are pressing, so you know that happens.
They're trying. You know, when a kid does that, he's trying to make something happen. You can't fault the kid. They're just trying to make something go.
You had to feel pretty good with bases loaded, nobody out in the ninth, though.
I felt good. I mean, I felt like we were going to win the game, but you know, Ramsey's a hard throwing kid, and he's a lot of adrenaline going. And you know, once he got the first out, I gave him kind of a dose, and then you know, I thought Johnny White's had enough, just didn't have enough legs, you know, just didn't get there.
Goodno certainly did his job tonight, though.
Yeah, I mean, you know, especially striking out Hahn with the bases loaded, that was clutch. That was a key part of the ball game, actually, because I thought that gave us a chance, but. You know, we didn't pitch well at the beginning. I just thought the inning that blew up is when we just hit. You know, Garvin has a good inning, then comes back out and just hits Forsythe. And that, you know, two hit-by-pitches and a walk scored. You know, the home runs, you know, they get home runs, that's one thing. But, those are tough to swallow sometimes. Give me runs. But they gave us some, too, now. They gave us some, too. We probably didn't earn as much as we needed to in this particular situation. They were friendly with us, but we didn't take advantage of it.
Sonny, okay tonight? A little less than okay?
I didn't think he was okay. I just thought his stuff was just was average, and they hit it. They're a good hitting team. They got some quality hitters, and they got them out of the game. They did a good job. And credit their hitters.
Tim, is that one of the tougher teams you've seen to get a fastball by?
Alabama hit a lot of balls on West End. South Carolina hit a lot of balls, you know, in Columbia. I just think the conference and the loaded bats are, you know, with strong kids, you know, dangerous.
With the bats, is there kind of an increase in home runs and ball going further now than you think there was a couple years ago?
Well, the composite bat, I mean, yeah. You know, you can tamper with it and the ball can go further. Yeah, I mean, it's a nice little deal people have going right now.
What's different about the makeup of those bats?
It's just a carbon bat. You can break them down and you can roll them and you can hammer them and they have more juice in them. And when you hear that tennis ball off a tennis racket sound, you can tell that it's pretty hot.
Is that
That's you? Everyone, though. That's just not. That's yeah. just everyone in general.
I mean, since you've been here, you've had really good fastball pitchers, and that's kind of been your bread and butter thing.
Mm-hmm.
But fastballs are thrown hard, go harder when they're hit the other way. Is that a real challenge for you guys right now? Because you guys, in terms of strikeouts and walks, you pitch effectively, but the home run ball has been what's gotten you this year.
Yeah, I mean, it has at times. I mean, but I just think consistency more than anything else of pitching because, you know, we didn't pitch as well against South Carolina. I pitched well last week, and then tonight, you know, We didn't pitch as well, unfortunately. It kind of hurt us. But there, you know, when you don't pitch as well, there's a reason why you don't. I mean, you got a good group of hitters right there. Their record isn't really indicative of what type of team they are. They're a good team.